Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and we made it to Friday.
We did. It's funny how it all happens. It comes around about once a week, and it's always good when it's here because the weekend offers, you know, great hope of relaxation for many people, but not for everybody.
Well, the news on a Friday morning coming from the capital of New York, Alan, and the governor yesterday continuing his move against, or I guess to, in his mind, reform education, and released a list of schools that are failing, and following with this quote, 178 failing schools, more than 4,700 students attend those schools, and the governor's saying this is the real scandal in Albany. The alarming fact that state government has stood by and done nothing as generation after generation of students have passed through failing schools.
Well, David, you know, I've been puzzled by the governor's attack on education and particularly on teachers. Our teachers are the best things that we have in this society. Some of them go into some of the roughest schools that you could possibly name and do extraordinary work. It's easy enough to go into a Scarsdale school, you know, and to talk about what you learned in your college courses, and not that there aren't some wonderful teachers in all of these upscale schools, there certainly are. But to attack those who are doing the most difficult work in the world, and by implication say that they're not doing their jobs, has gotten an awful lot of very good teachers. These are not people who are just, you know, out there to radicalize. These are people who are genuinely insulted by the governor's attack on education. So the governor must be doing something. He must be polling. He must be trying to find something. Now, look, can we do better? There's no question we can do better, and maybe that's what he's attached to. On the other hand, you know, there's a way to do this so that the people who are doing basically God's work are rewarded for doing it. And I have a feeling that from a political standpoint, he's making a mistake. And from an educational standpoint, he's making a mistake, because what he should be doing is supporting all those people who are doing such good work.
Now, from the Department of All Politics is Local, Siena poll, Alan, finds a majority of New Yorkers may not place much trust in any level of government, but if they have to choose, they're trusting their local elected officials the most.
This is something we've known for a long time. The closer you are, the more that you are monitored by the people who are around you. Are the potholes being filled in? Are people being responsive? The Congress has a very, very low rating with people. While, you know, mayors and others have jobs that are easily visible to the people who are around them. So it makes sense. It's also risky for those people who are local officials, because people have a sense of either they're getting the services or they are not. That's why when you get a snowstorm and the snow isn't picked up, it's a very dangerous time for mayors and others, because people can see the results for themselves. On the other hand, the closer you are, the more likely you are to be regarded as, well, family.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend.
You too, David, and stay warm.
Brr.